The song of Anna, the bright one. The true telling of Finn and the giant from your bard, Plato. She was born Anna the Bright, and blue brilliance like starlight birthed in the opening of her eyes. As her soul came to rest in the flesh, her first cry announced the arrival to the darkness. A shudder shook the shadows, a tremor announced their defeat. But the darkness, in fear of her splendor, sent out Benadonna to steal her joy, a giant carrying years of pestilence in his sack. War, betrayal, abandonment, death, grief heavy like the damp, dark earth. They all sought to extinguish the brilliant blue flame of Anna. The jealous, wicked hag, agent of the giant, beat her with a cane, casting spells of the darkness and the lie, hoping to smother her spirit. Even Finn the Great was injured, kicked by a horse. He was in fear of the giant because of its great size and ferocity. He trembled, knowing that he could not match its strength. He knew Tara, the heart, would be lost. The father's strength, now spent, turned to the mother. He sought out Anna and taught her many wise and secret things. He called to the Shining Ones, and they erected a cairn over the light of her. And she dwelt in the heart for many years, dealing shrewdly with the giant and the hag. At times, the light waned and flickered under the abuse, but she never allowed the flickering wick to be extinguished. She protected it and discovered places where no darkness could reach. She saw the beauty of the lights flickering in the arts, a morning's cup of coffee, a conversation, the jeweled dew on the grass, the taste of green in the sunshine and the rain. She stored it all in her heart and hid it in her poems and songs. And in times of weakness, she would return to Finn's greatest gift to her. He had, in humility, revealed to her a power greater than his and instructed her. So in the time between times, as the bridge opened and joined the worlds, she would exit her sanctuary through the tomb of the captives and enter the realm of the real. Bare feet walked the land, her soul recognized by the oaks bowing in the wind. Entering the grove, she would kneel and reach deeply into the Irish earth, becoming as still as the Leofal. She drew its fragrances deeply into her, uniting with its energy again. And she felt the pull of Ireland upon her, understanding her connection to it, and was renewed. She inhabited the place between the other world and the Shadowlands, balanced there on the razor's edge, entrusted with the light, awaiting the day of its revealing. Now the Shining Ones watched and assisted the Lightbearer in unseen ways. And just as she assisted and cared for the next generation, so too did the Tuatha De Danann care for her. And as the time drew near, they sent to her a watcher, a companion and a guide, innocent and loyal, pure in her devotion, day's eye ever watchful for the light. And as the dawning approached, they prepared for the journey, making ready for travel to the place of kings. Daisy assisted in choosing a gown fit for the light bearer. It was time now for the light to shine again on the new kings, for they had forgotten Finn and the light and exercised power for its own sake. Evil now besets the land, abandoned, thirsty for mother's milk. Even now, her chariot traverses the land toward her destiny and ours. She is Anna the Bright, keeper of the light, mother, sister, warrior princess. Her sons rise and call her blessed. Recognize, honor her, for the darkness could not overcome the light. She reigns victorious at her unveiling, undaunted, regal head held high. Joy is her light, radiance and splendor her sword and her shield. Prosperous are those with eyes to see, fruitful those with ears to listen. Her true value, the real treasure, can never be looted by the dark ones. It is beyond their reckoning and reach. All those who are hungry rush to feast and dine. All who thirst, come and drink your fill, for there is plenty at the table of Anna.